The following program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Pastor Dermot E. Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for the healing power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for releasing the anointing for healing and deliverance in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for healing every form of cancer. Every form of cancer, Lord God, we thank you for releasing the gift of healing for cancer being released in the body of Christ in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for healing high blood pressure, hypertension. We thank you for healing anxiety disorders in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing depression, clinical depression being healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for lifting the spirit of heaviness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for doing that right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for a mighty outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for sending forth a refreshing to your people, Lord God. We thank you for sending forth grace and the gift of faith, Lord God, for your people to rise up and to stand in the midst of a place where people are dying and perishing, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you would impart boldness to the people of God. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you release the anointing for intercession and supplication over the body of Christ, that we begin to pray for your power to come down as never before, for souls to be converted, for people to be born again and set free by the power of the Holy Spirit, oh God. God, we ask that you would move by the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for binding the strong men over this region. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending your angels to push back the forces of darkness, that your glory might be revealed. We thank you for binding the strong men of mind control that has blinded people's minds from hearing and receiving the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for knocking down every idol, every high place, every stronghold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that has exalted itself against your word, Father. We ask, Lord God, that you would arise from your resting place and that you would scatter the camp of the enemy, that your people might be delivered and set free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We thank you for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for sending forth the word of hope and the word of healing and the word of deliverance to your people that are struggling, that are in bondage, that are in captivity. Father, we thank you. Father, we pray for the pastors, oh God. We pray for the ministers that are preaching your word. We pray, Lord God, that they would preach the uncompromised gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God, they would begin to preach the word with authority, with boldness, with conviction, that people's lives would be changed, that they would be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, we ask that you would do it by the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, for sending in the financial provision that is needed, Lord God, for these ministries to go forth in a greater measure. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing the pastor with that building and the money to refurbish it, to remodel it, Lord God. We thank you for that building being released to that ministry, Lord God, that they might be able to fulfill the Great Commission and the charge that you've given them. We bind the strong man that has withheld the finances, that has withheld the favor from the church receiving that new facility, Lord God. We thank you for that being released. We thank you for it being released by the end of this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for healing. God, we thank you for healing. Lord, we thank you for love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for grace. Father, we pray for the marriages that are on the verge of breakup. God, we pray for reconciliation. God, we pray for healing. We pray for forgiveness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we pray for the businesses that are struggling, Lord God. Lord God, let them go into the year 2015, Lord God. Let them begin to prosper. Lord God, turn the situation around, Lord God. May they begin to have new clients come on board, Lord God, that they might be successful in what you've appointed and called them to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I thank you. And Father, I pray for this radio broadcast. God, I pray that our hearts will be open to hear and to receive your word with a spirit of meekness. And I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. As always, It's a blessing to be here with you on the Word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. And I just thank God, as always, for an opportunity to be on the airways with you to share the Word of God. Saints, we're living in some very, very perilous times. I'm going to ask you to be praying. Amen. Be praying for God to release His healing anointing, for God to grant healing and deliverance. Amen. I got an email, and to be praying for a young lady by the name of Haley who was diagnosed with leukemia. So I'm going to ask that you add Haley to your prayer list, that God would reach out and God would heal this young lady of this, and that her family would be strengthened by the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. Her name is Haley. We ask that you would share her name with your other loved ones, your prayer partners, to be praying for her healing, for her deliverance, that God might get the glory and honor. I also need to be praying for a mother by the name of Gia. Amen. She's incarcerated. And be praying that her appeal will be heard, that she will be exonerated from all charges. She has two children. Amen. And so she was in a situation where a lot of injustice was served and done, even in the trial proceeds. And we just pray that the Lord would uncover all of the ungodly deeds that was done to her, that her appeal will be heard, that she will be exonerated, she will be released so she could go out and be a mother to her two children. Amen. And this is what ministry is all about, praying and standing in the gap for those who can't pray for themselves. To the first time listeners, God bless you. I'm not the typical radio preacher, give it to you straight with no sugar added. Amen. I give you chapter and verse. Amen. If you struggle with something, just pray and ask God to reveal it to you. And to my faithful listeners, those that have been standing with me, God bless you. I pray that God is moving your life. I pray that God will release a special blessing into your life this week. Amen. I pray that God would do something totally unexpected in your life that you would say, wow, Lord, thank you for doing that, you know, at the conclusion of this week. Amen. I just pray that God would grant a blessing. I pray that God would grant favor. I pray for a greater outpouring of His Holy Spirit. I pray for clarity in your lives and what God is doing. You know, saints, we are living in some very perilous times, and realizing the fact that we're living in a time to where we need to be pressing in and seeking the kingdom of God. We see all of the unrest that is going on in our country, just in our country alone, with all of the racial stuff that is going on, and a lot of it has just been blown out of proportion. Glory to God. And we in the body of Christ, we need to be praying. We need to be praying for, we need revival. America needs revival. You know, we need to repent as a nation, because we truly have turned our heart away from God. We have elected political leaders who don't have a heart after God, and they pass legislation and they pass these things that are bringing the chastisement and the judgment of God on our country. And as Christians, we need to be praying. We need to be pressing in and saying, Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us for, you know, electing these leaders who don't have a heart to serve you, who don't have a moral conscience. Amen. You know, we have, we have the same-sex marriages that have been, states are just, you know, okaying, and it's okay for women to be married to women and men to be married to men. You know, we've passed, you know, legalizing marijuana. You know, we got all of these things that are happening and that are going on. You know, we took prayer out of school years ago, and we can look and see the condition that's going on in our schools today. We see the shootings and, and the murders and all of the different things that are taking place. And America is a country that needs God. We need to turn back to God. We need a revival. We need to be praying for God to release His power, to release His anointing, so that we can be broken. We need revival in the body of Christ, because we've preached a man-centered gospel instead of a Christ-centered gospel, to where, you know, we're no longer walking in the standard that God has called us to live and to walk by as the people of God. And we need to get back to that place as believers. We need to get back to fulfilling the Great Commission of being endued with that power from on high and going forward and proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Glory to God, and we'll just go from there right now. You know, Paul was in Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, he was talking about the perilous times. And when we look at our society today, when we see what's going on in America, you know, even most believers, with all of the stuff dealing with the young man that was shot by the police officer, and there was no indictment, and then you had the issue in New York with a police officer, you know, a couple of weeks ago, where he was, there was no indictment against him, the police officer that with the stranglehold, and you have this uprising going on of racial tension and racial division, you know, black against white, and it's not about that. This is a spiritual conflict that is taking place, and we in the body of Christ, we need to set our eyes and focus on Jesus and say, Lord, how can we pray? How can we intercede for this situation in these circumstances? Because here's what's taking place. Paul told Timothy here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. He says, but know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. He says, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Now, look at these characteristics. Look and see what the scripture said. When you begin to see these characteristics, these things right here, this lets you know that we're living in the last days. These are perilous times that we're living in. People's lives are being lost. People are perishing left and right. And we have this, we're living in a lawless society where it's getting to be where this lawlessness is applauded and tolerated and accepted. God help me. And he was encouraging him. But now look at this. He said, now these people are, a lot of these people are professing to be believers. And he says, look at the behavior. He says, they're going to be lovers of themselves. People, you know, exalt themselves instead of exalting Christ. He says, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. We got children that are in rebellion against authority. We have an issue in this country of rebellion and a lack of respect for authority. Even in the body of Christ, to where people no longer respect the word of God. They no longer respect the leadership in the churches. And a lot of reason they don't respect the leadership in the churches is because the preachers have not preached God's word. They've not let God's word be the standard by which we live by. And we were tolerated so much foolishness and mess to where we've grieved the Holy Spirit of God, to where we are no longer able to experience the presence of the Lord like we should in our congregations. It says people unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanders, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We in the body of Christ, we were in Revelation chapter 3. And dealing with the church of Laodicea last week, and we were talking about the week before last, dealing with the fact that there's a lukewarm. Being lukewarm is not acceptable in the kingdom of God. God said, I wish that you were cold or hot. And I believe what we need to do in the body of Christ, every believer, we need to get to the place to where we are pressing into the kingdom of God, and we're asking God to restore our passion. God, restore our passion for your word. Give it, restore our passion for your presence, oh God. Restore our passion for prayer. We need to have a greater passion for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be stirring ourselves up to seek a closer relationship and a closer walk with him, because that's what God desires. God desires to have a personal, abiding covenant relationship with you, every individual, in your own unique way. But we have gotten caught up with the cares of this life and the cares of this world, and we've been caught up with our seeking what we desire and what we want instead of seeking the kingdom of God. He says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added. We need to get back to seeking the kingdom of God, seeking the face of God, and say, Lord, I long to know you. Lord, I long to be in a covenant relationship with you. We need to ask God to fan the flame in our heart. We need to ask God to stir up in our hearts. God, stir in us, God. God, give me a hunger for your word. God, give me a hunger for your presence, God. Give me a hunger, God. I need to know you. I need to be in a relationship with you. We need to get to the place where we realize that if we are in a backslidden condition, that when the Holy Spirit of God begins to convict us, we will begin to come back. We will acknowledge our condition. We will begin to take responsibility for our actions and the things that we're done and the things that we're participating in that is hindering us from moving into that covenant relationship with him. We must be willing to lay aside and let go of anything that is hindering our relationship and our walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, saints. If we are going to experience revival, it starts with us. I wish somebody out there would say amen with me. Whew, glory to God. Man, you know, God loves us. God loves us. God loves us so much. And God sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. Oh, my God. He sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary to redeem us from the hand of the enemy, from the power of sin, to set us free from the yoke of bondage. And there are still so many believers out there, some of you that are listening right now, you're not free. You're not walking in liberty. You don't have the peace of God. You don't walk in the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't walk in the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus, because you've been bound up by the traditions of men. You've been bound up by unforgiveness. You've been bound up by bitterness and anger and hatred and all of these things, and all of these things is hindering you from receiving your spiritual breakthrough in the body of Christ. And he was telling Timothy, he said, you know, these are perilous times, and when you see these things, it's something, you know what? These people, they have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power there. These people are not walking in a relationship with Christ. They profess to know him, but they really don't. And God is looking for a people who will yield and surrender themselves to his lordship. He is looking for a people who will say, Lord God, here am I, send me. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 6. You're listening to straight from his word. We need to have a God encounter. I believe every believer, every person needs to have an encounter with God to where their life is totally transformed, that their life is shaken, that their life will never be the same. I believe when we can get to the place in Christ to where every believer has an encounter with God himself, their lives will forever be changed. Come on, somebody, say amen with me. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 1, this is when Isaiah was called to be a prophet. And the scripture says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, each one had, I'm in Isaiah 6, 1, verse 2 now, six wings, with two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doors were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, of the house was filled with smoke. And so I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. We know Isaiah was of royal lineage. And here, when he got a glimpse of God's glory, he got a revelation of God's holiness, he cried out within himself. He says, Woe is me, for I am undone. And we have this self-righteous attitude in the contemporary church, in the body of Christ, to where we're fine, we're fine, we're fine. But if we were truly to allow the Holy Spirit of God to examine our hearts and to expose and show us all of the things that are, you know, compared to God's holiness and compared to God's righteous standards, I believe we will all be crying out, Woe is me, for I am undone. He said, My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. He was convicted by his own condition. He recognized and saw his own condition. You see, we have to speak the truth in our hearts. If we are going to experience a revival, a personal revival, we have to be willing to speak the truth in our hearts and allow the Spirit of God to show us plainly, this is who we are. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth, and with it he said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away. Hallelujah. And your sin is purged. Glory to God. You see, that's what repentance is all about, saints. Change of heart, change of mind, change of direction, getting into that place to where the Spirit of God shows you exactly what's going on, where you're at spiritually, that you would begin to say, Woe is me, for I'm undone. But realizing the fact that when Jesus died for us on the cross at Calvary, he paid for the penalty of sin. His blood is on the mercy seat. And we have the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that cleanses from all sin and all unrighteousness. We have the blood of Jesus. We have Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father, our advocate, pleading our cause, pleading our case with the Father. So all we have to do is acknowledge our sin, acknowledge our transgression. He said if he confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You see, when Isaiah cried out, Woe is me, I'm undone. He was recognizing, he was acknowledging, this is my state, this is my condition. Compared to the holiness of God, I'm undone. I'm not the righteous of God. I'm not the anointed one. I'm not the chosen one. I'm undone. Oh, and God had made a provision for him already by when the seraphim flew, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. He touched my mouth and with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. But look at the next verse, saints. And he said, Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Look at this. You see what happens when we can get into a right place and we're forgiven? We can begin to hear what the Lord is speaking and saying. Come on, somebody. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Look at this dynamic. The iniquity is purged. Sin is purged. Now you're no longer looking to yourself. You're no longer being self-centered. Now you have a heavenly vision, heavenly hearing, a heavenly purpose. And he's saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me. How many of you out there, you know that God has called you in the ministry? God has called you for a greater purpose. God has called you and positioned you in a business, in a job, in a career. But you have stuff going on in your life that is hindering you from receiving your breakthrough from God. And God desires to set you free from whatever that might be. And once you are delivered and once you are set free, God is ready to say, Are you willing to go and serve me? Are you willing to go and minister to others? Those who don't know me, those who are in a backslidden condition, will you say, Lord, I surrender my life to you, God. Whatever you want me to do, God, I will do it. God, if you want me to start a ministry, God, bless God, I'll start it. Lord, if you want me to start singing, God, I'll start singing. Lord, if you tell me to start a business, God, I'll start a business. Lord, if you tell me to move to a new city, new state, God, I will do it. Lord, I want to be able to follow your leading and follow your prompting, God, because I want to be in the place to where you can use me, God, for your glory, for your honor. I want to be a witness in the midst of darkness. I want to be able to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ and let people know that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, that he is the Alpha and he is the Omega. He is the soon and coming King, and that you will begin to have compassion for those that don't know Christ, and that you will begin to go out and begin to help bring in the harvest of these people who don't know God. You see, it's all about fulfilling the Great Commission. It's all about telling people about Jesus Christ. It's all about your testimony, sharing your testimony with other people that they might be encouraged and have hope to realize that God truly is a saving God. God truly is a forgiving God. God is a deliverer. God is a healer. God is a restorer. And God is looking for some people who will raise their hands and say, God, here am I, send me. God, here am I, use me for your glory. God, let your power and your anointing be upon me, God, that I might be able to go out into the highways and the hedges and begin to compel people to come in, that we will go outside of the four walls of the churches and begin to proclaim that Jesus is Lord, that we need to repent and turn our hearts back to God. God is looking for some people like that. Are you one of those people? Oh, saints, come on, just be praying and saying, God, open up your heart. Lord, open up my heart, Lord, and I receive what the Holy Spirit wants to do in my life today. Lord, I yield and I surrender my life to you today. Father, forgive me for any and everything that I've done to hinder the move of the Holy Spirit in my life. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers, need your support. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible commands us to do so, and if you do so, you'll be blessed. And know, saints, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Return is imminent. We are living in perilous times. We need to be about the Father's business. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God will fall upon you in a special and a mighty way this week, and that the Lord will give you clarity, direction, and spiritual vision, and that he will open doors and that he will lead and guide you in the place that he wants you to be. I love you. Shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, your address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. right here on 820 a.m. KGNW.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.